Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Singer Billie Holiday is, without a doubt, one of the most influential jazz singers from any era. Her intensely personal and emotionally charged singing style influenced nearly every singer that followed in her wake. When she died in 1959, tribute albums to Lady Day began pouring out, even within a few years after her death. On this episode, we'll examine those tribute works, hearing some of Billie's most beloved songs, sung by Abby Lincoln, Tony Bennett, Carmen McRae, and many more. It's Tributes to the Lady, coming up next on Afterglow.
Yeah.
Carmen McRae with Yesterdays from her 1962 album Carmen McRae Sings Loverman and Other Billie Holiday Classics. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're taking a look at the many singers who have paid tribute over the years to the legendary Billie Holiday. Holiday, or Lady Day, as her close friend Lester Young dubbed her, had a profound influence on so many singers. With beautiful and unique phrasing and a tone that could evoke so much emotion, many singers began to directly emulate her style, including Anita O'Day, Sheila Jordan, and more recently, Madeline Peyrou. Anita O'Day, in particular, was a huge admirer of Billie Holiday. They had met briefly in Chicago in 1951, and evidently, Holiday did not care for O'Day, considering her a white imitator who was taking her gigs. Despite this, O'Day still idolized Holiday, and in 1961, she became the first singer to record a tribute album in her honor, after Holiday's untimely death in 1959. First up, the title track from that tribute album, a song that Holiday first recorded in 1942. This is Anita O'Day in 1961 with Travelin' Light on Afterglow.
I'm a traveling light because my man has gone. So from now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye and took my heart away. So from today, I'm traveling light. No one to see. No one but me and my memory. Song of lucky night. He may come back again, but until then, I'm traveling light. No one but me and my memories. Some lucky night, he may come back again, but until then, I'm traveling light. I'm a traveling light. I'm a traveling light. I'm a traveling light.
Thank you. Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you. I never regret the years I'm giving. They're easy to give when you're in love. I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. Maybe I'm a fool, but it's fine. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand. They just don't understand. Living you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you. Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you.
A few songs from some early tribute albums to Billie Holiday. Just now we heard Chet Baker in 1965 with Easy Living, a track off of his album called Baker's Holiday. Before that, Anita O'Day and Travel in Light from her 1961 Billie Holiday tribute album titled Travel in Light. Anita O'Day's Travel in Light may have been the first tribute album for Holiday after her death, but it wasn't the first Holiday tribute album ever. In 1959, a few months before Holiday passed away, soul singer Sam Cooke released an LP on the Keen label of Lady Day's standards called Tribute to the Lady. Cooke might not seem like the most obvious successor to Holiday in terms of vocal or emotive quality, and many critics were quick to fault the pop singer for this, but in a song like I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, Sam Cooke captures Billie Holiday's lightness and her uncanny ability to have fun with a tune. Let's hear that now. This is Sam Cooke performing one of Billie Holiday's signature tunes, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler on Afterglow.
I've got a right to sing the blues. Got a right to moan and sigh. Got a right to sit and cry down along the river. A certain girl in this old town keeps dragging my heart around. All I see for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blues. Got a right to five. Got a right to sit and cry down along the river. Soon that deep blue sea is gonna be calling me. Call it love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues. Sing the blues. Got a right to moan and sigh. Got a right to sit and cry down along the river. Soon that deep blue sea is gonna be calling me. Call it love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues. The blues, the blues. I've got a right to sing the blues. There ain't nothing that I can do or nothing I can say that folks don't criticize me, but I'm going to do just what I want to anyway. And I don't care just what people may say. And if I take a notion to jump off into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. And if I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret all day Monday, it ain't nobody's business if I do. No, if my baby ain't got no money, and I say, take all of mine, honey, ain't nobody's business if I do. And it leaves me in a pickle. It ain't nobody's business if I do. Whoa, whoa, I'd rather for my baby to hit me than to jump up and quit me. And no, nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business if I do.
Sam Cooke performing two songs associated with Billie Holiday. We just heard "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do," a song she recorded in 1949, and "I Got a Right to Sing the Blues," a song she first recorded in 1939. Both of those tracks are off of Sam Cooke's 1959 album, Tribute to the Lady. Nearly 20 years after Sam Cooke's Tribute to the Lady, singer Rosemary Clooney released her own Billie Holiday tribute album called Here's to My Lady. She was one of the many artists who revisited the work of Billie Holiday later on in their career. Let's take a listen to the first track of that album. This is a song that Holiday recorded several times, the first time for Columbia in 1941. This is Rosemary Clooney in 1978 with I Cover the Waterfront on Afterglow.
I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? I cover the waterfront in search of my love, and I'm covered by a starless sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing, oh how I yearn. Where are you? Are you forgetting? Do you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. For the one I love must soon come back to me.
Myself and I are all in love with you. We all think you're wonderful, we do. Ba ba do ba da da da. Me, myself, and I have just one point of view. We're convinced there's no one else like you. It can't be denied, dear. You brought the sun to us. We'd be satisfied, dear, if you belonged to one of us. So if you pass me by, three hearts will break in two. 'Cause me, myself, and I are all in love with you. Yes, it can't be denied, dear. you brought the sun to us, we'd be satisfied, dear, if you belong to one of us. So if you pass me by, three hearts will break in two, 'cause me, myself, and I are all in love with you.
Tony Bennett from his 1997 tribute album On Holiday, performing the lighter side of Billie Holiday with the tune Me, Myself, and I Are All in Love with You. Before that, Rosemary Clooney in 1978 from her album Here's to My Lady, retitled Tribute to Billie Holiday several years later. That was the Lady Day classic I Cover the Waterfront. One singer who was often compared to Billie Holiday was Abby Lincoln. Like Holiday, Lincoln's singing was equal parts performance and political act, telling us what we needed and often did not want to know. In 1987, Abby Lincoln recorded a two-part live Billie Holiday tribute album called Abby Sings Billie. And let's hear a track from it now. Here's Abby Lincoln performing a song that Holiday recorded for Decca in 1949, the Carl Sigman and Bob Russell tune, Crazy He Calls Me, on Afterglow.
I say I'll move the mountain, and I'll move the mountain if he wants it out of the way. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy. As he wants it, so will it be. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy. Crazy in love, you see. Just like shakes the bow, he moves me with a smile. Difficult, I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. Skies. Crazy he calls.
Abby Lincoln, from her live tribute album to Billie Holiday from 1987, performing Crazy He Calls Me. We'll have more tributes to Lady Day, Billie Holiday, after a short break. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at tribute albums recorded in honor of the legendary singer Billie Holiday. Many instrumentalists also recorded tributes to Billie, like Johnny Griffin, Zoot Sims, and Holiday's former pianist Mal Waldron, who you're hearing in the background right now. But our focus this hour is on the singers. We'll kick off this next segment with a track from a Billie Holiday tribute album that won the Grammy Award for Best Jazz Vocal Album in 2011. In the 1980s, singer and actress Dee Dee Bridgewater starred as Billie Holiday in the one-woman musical Lady Day, based on the ghost-written autobiography of Holiday's life called Lady Sings the Blues. When a revival of the show was postponed years later, Bridgewater set her sights on a tribute album to Holiday instead, but an album recorded more in her own voice, rather than in Billie's voice, which she was used to doing on stage. Here's Dee Dee Bridgewater performing Lady Sings the Blues on Afterglow.
She's got 'em bad, she feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what the blues is all about. Lady sings the blues, she tells her side, nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what the blues is all about.
Well, the blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you get a bad start, when you and your man have to part. I ain't gonna sit around and cry no more. I know I won't die because I love him more. Lady sings the blues. She's got 'em bad. She feels so sad. And now the world will know she's never gonna sing 'em no more.
Thank you. when you get a bad start, when you and your man have to part. Now I ain't gonna sit around and cry no more. I know I won't die because I love him. Oh, oh, lady sings the blues. She's got them bad. She feels so sad. But now the world won't know. She's never gonna sing them no more.
Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. Yeah, yeah. Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. No more, no more. Jordan, no more. No more, 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 no more. Know why but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold, and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet little things in my ear. Hugging and a kissing, ooh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? Now thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me, make love to me, make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet
little things in my ear, hugging and kissing, what we've been missing. Love a man, love a man, oh well, can you be?
Carmen McRae with Billie Holiday's classic ballad, Loverman, Oh Where Can You Be? That's from her 1962 album called, well, Carmen McRae Sings Loverman and Other Billie Holiday Classics. McRae also recorded a live tribute album to Holiday called For Lady Day 2 decades later. Before that, Dee Dee Bridgewater with Lady Sings the Blues from her Grammy Award-winning tribute album from 2010. Dee Dee Bridgewater's album, To Billy With Love, won the Grammy Award for Best Jazz Vocal Album in 2011. But it wasn't the first Billie Holiday tribute to win that particular Grammy. In 1995, that honor went to singer Etta James for her album Mystery Lady, Songs of Billie Holiday. James's style is definitely more R&B and soul than jazz, but despite their stylistic differences, both Etta and Billie definitely know how to sell a torch song. Here is Etta James in 1994, performing a song Billie Holiday first performed in 1939, Gershwin's The Man I Love, on Afterglow.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday. Maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, for which I never roam. Who would? Would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Sunday.
maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Oh yeah, oh, the man I
with you the first time I looked into them their eyes. You got a certain cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel so blue. Falling, no stalling, in a great big way for you. My heart's jumping, you're starting something with them their eyes. Look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. Sparkle, bubble, get you in a whole lot of trouble. Ah, baby, them eyes.
Etta Jones, and before that, Etta James, from their respective tribute albums to Billie Holiday. Just now, we heard Etta Jones with one of Holiday's signature songs, Them Their Eyes, that comes from the 2001 album Etta Jones Sings Lady Day, which was Jones's final album, and released on the day she passed away in 2001 at age 72. Before that, Etta James with The Man I Love, from her 1994 Grammy Award-winning album Mystery Lady, Songs of Billie Holiday. More tribute albums to Billie Holiday were released in 2015 in honor of the singer's centennial celebration, including albums by Cassandra Wilson and Jose James. We'll close off this show by featuring a fascinating track from one of those records, the album Yesterday I Had the Blues, by singer Jose James. For our final number this hour, this is a powerful performance from Jose James performing one of Holiday's most powerful songs, Strange Fruit, on Afterglow.
For a strange and bitter.
Singer Jose James with Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit, an anti-lynching anthem written by schoolteacher Abel Meeropol, who went by the pseudonym Lewis Allen. That comes from Jose James's 2015 album called Yesterday I Had the Blues, music of Billie Holiday. And thanks for tuning into this Billie Holiday tribute edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.